you cool cats and space cowboys. It's time for Cosmic Tea with your host, Avalon Starlight.
Welcome to episode 6 of the Cosmic Tea podcast, and you are in for a treat today. This is one of my favorite conversations because if you work with energy in any way, this can mean that you're an empath, that you're a light worker, a highly sensitive person, a healer, but in some form or some way, you are sensitive to the world around you. Sights, sounds, noises, emotions, anything can feel like a bombardment to you. Now, I'm going to talk today about energy protection, and I really think this is a conversation we need to have more of, because I do not actually believe that we all use the same protection as each other. You know, I think that we have different energetic bodies, we all vibrate at different frequencies, and when it comes to actually creating a way to protect yourself from taking in energy that doesn't belong to you, or even emitting a frequency that is not being in service to other people, understanding yourself and your energetic body and what feels to you good to you is essential. So here's the deal about today's episode. What I want to do is offer you a plethora of different ideas. I have worked with empath healers and highly sensitive people for almost a decade now, and I have accumulated a large list of ways that we can protect ourselves. And what I want from you is for you to get comfortable and just listen. You don't have to do anything, but you'll notice that when I say something that is in alignment to you, that is a vibrational match to you, that it will feel good. Maybe you'll have a sensation in your body, or your shoulders will relax, or you'll take a deep breath in. And these are indicators that the protection tool that I am mentioning at that moment is the right one for you. So in truth, what's going to be really valuable for you is just to simply notice, to be in a state of awareness of how you're responding to the different techniques and tools that I am offering you. Does this sound good? I think it sounds great. So I'm going to get into a bunch of different ways that you can protect your energy, whether you do it every single day or you do it once a week, making sure that you are not taking in what isn't serving you or giving to the world what isn't serving them is a huge piece of working with energy. So let's begin. Now, I'm going to give you the simplest practice to start with. So I want you just to imagine that you are out and about and things feel a little hectic and it feels almost like you have tension in your body, like you've taken in some emotions. Maybe you're getting agitated or you're sad, and these are not the states that you are normally. So what you do is you tuck yourself into the bathroom and you wash your hands. And as you're washing your hands, you're imagining that all of this density, all of this energy, all of this emotion, all of this gunk that doesn't belong to you is accumulating in your hands. And as you're washing them, you can feel that energy leaving your body. And I know that there are listeners who this is aligning with, because I can feel it actually leaving my body as I am recording this podcast. So as somebody who, you know, comes in contact with a lot, if you have a job that's outside of the house, and this isn't meant to be something that you have to do continuously, just only when it feels like it's a lot. So you just find that washing your hands cleanses and purifies and runs energy through you down the sink, down the drain, and out of your energy field. Another way is you could do the same kind of practice, but in the shower, right? So I don't know how many people I've worked with that have said, like, just showering in the morning or showering at night, it just feels like it's energetically having a clean slate. I actually have one client that I work with who swears by this, that showering is her way of releasing. It's her way of communicating with spirit. It is just the place where magic happens for her. So the same thing is an embodied shower, as imagining that the water travels down your body, cleansing, purifying, releasing anything that doesn't belong to you, going down the drain and whoosh, out of you. Another way that you can do this is through a grounding cord. So if you are somebody who connects really, really well with Mama Gaia, and she is just your go-to goddess that you're just like, I need you. Imagine that you have available to you through your sacral chakra or through the perineum, which is the space between your, you know, private parts there, that you can, and even from your tailbone, if that feels more comfortable, you can descend an energetic cord into the earth. Okay. And this energetic cord is simply here so that you can, again, release any energy, any thoughts, any feelings, any emotions, any densities that you've been carrying that feel like they're not yours, that they're too heavy or they're too much. And then Mama Gaia, she takes that. So you just imagine this grounding cord going into the very core of her being. You send this energy down into her where it's actually supportive to her. She transmutes this energy. That is one of her magical gifts. And she makes it so that, you know, the trees and the grass and the flowers and the veggies in your veggie garden all get nourished by your willingness to simply release what doesn't belong to you into her so that you can show up as a higher energetic being and what you're here to do on this earth, right? So it's very supportive and it's very, very generous to offer that to her, to be in that relationship with her. Another tool. And there's a lot, so stay with me because I just want you to feel them. I just want you to be like, oh yeah, that's the one for me. Is that you create a bubble of protection around you. So a bubble of protection would be like a permeable bubble. This would mean that there's an exchange between you and the environment around you. You create this supportive, secure bubble so that you are ensuring that it acts as a protection so that anything that is not of a certain vibration, and you can set it to the vibration that you want. So you can ask that love and positive intention and generosity and kindness, they can all come and they can travel into your field, right? Versus that you can also set it that if you are going through a challenging time, that nothing will extend out to those in your life, in your world, in your clients. And so you create this safety and the security of this permeable bubble that protects you and protects others. So ensuring that only the highest vibrations are coming in and only the highest vibrations are going out. And this in a way is a fantastic way to just set and forget every day. You can do it in bed in the morning, just be like, okay, where's my bubble? It's my bubble set. Whew. Now you can wake up with confidence knowing that it's okay. If you want to cleanse yourself or your bubble, you can call in white light, pink light, gold light, whatever light to infuse the bubble and your energy and then flush through you. You can create a practice there to cleanse yourself and this protective bubble in any way that feels natural and feels supportive to you. Which brings me to one of my favorites. I call this the cosmic flush. All right. Like sometimes you just don't want it to be a deal. And so a cosmic flush is to imagine literally like you are a toilet. That sounds really funny, but I mean, it can be this easy and that there's a handle beside you and you're just going to like literally flush energy that is like, nope, don't want this today. So you can go into your car, private place, anywhere you need to go. And you can just be like, and let anything just go like a cyclone down into the earth, down like wherever it needs to be transmuted. And if you need a double flush every once in a while, don't we all? I mean, sometimes energy gets a little built up. You know what I mean? Another way that you can protect your energy and support yourself is actually thinking about your own energetic field. So we have the bubble, which is a protective barrier that allows energy to flow to and through you of a frequency that you set. But another way is to actually program your own energy field. So imagining that there is a field of energy that exists around you that should normally be about 2 to 3 feet away from you. And this is just so, again, that you are ensuring that A, it's not up against you, meaning that you're going to be hypersensitive and raw. And we tend to do this. We just like, oh, if I just tuck myself in really close, right, then I won't feel anything. But you pull your energy field in like saran wrap and then everything is impacting you. And you're like, well, that didn't work. And the opposite would be like if you send your energy field to all ends of the earth and you're like, oh, you know, just I'm just going to help everybody and send it left, right and everywhere. And you're just like covering a lot of surface area. That's also going to make you super sensitive because then you're taking in more energy. So simply going into an awareness technique or tool, whether it's in meditation or in your bed or wherever is comfortable, and just being like, okay, where's my energy field? And setting it to 2 to 3 feet around your body, all the way around. This is going to protect you from being hypersensitive and bringing people's stuff in, and also not trying to unconsciously help everybody on the entire planet. So setting your energy field might feel really good. Another way is to hold different crystals, crystals that can ground you, crystals that can hold negative energy or offer you support. I mean, I keep shungite, which is my personal. So any dark crystal tends to absorb negative energy. I keep shungite with me everywhere I go, black obsidian, any kind of dark crystal will be a protection of negative energy that you could be able to wear around your neck and your ears. But it's a very easy way that you can have support and shielding from a natural source of the earth, and that might feel really, really good. And I'm going to just give you a playful one. So I hope you're listening and maybe one or two feel really good, or you could be like, oh, you could sample, right? Think of this as like an energetic protection buffet, and you can be like, I don't know, they all sound pretty tasty. So I'm going to sample this one this week, this one the next week, and that one the next week. And you can have free for all on this. The only thing that's going to happen is you're going to get super protected and feel really, really good and like be hanging out with your own emotional body and not everything around you. So, I mean, you can't really go wrong on this buffet. And then there's one that I loved that somebody told me that they did. And I always think of like, and I can't remember the name of the movie, of course, because when I need that information, it's not available to me. Oh, The Kingsman. I thought of it. So The Kingsman, like they, if you've ever watched that movie, they carry these umbrellas, and these umbrellas are like magical, like they're like shields and stuff like that. So, ooh, there's another one that just came up because I talked about this. And so you can imagine having some form of supernatural power, because you do, and it could be this like umbrella that opens, and when you're around people that you know you need to protect yourself against, then you can actually utilize this. Like, just visualize it in your mind. You pull the umbrella out. I think like badass Mary Poppins here, right? And then you're shielded from everything and everyone around you so that you don't have to worry that you're taking in anything that feels really extreme or overmuch. Which brings me to the last one, which I almost forgot about, which is one I've been practicing quite a lot, which is interesting that I forgot about it, but I know it's for somebody here because it came in here just kind of like a straggler at the end. And this is the mirror. Mm-hmm. So one of the ways that I have been practicing protecting my energy, and I mean, sometimes as empaths, it feels kind of bad if we send energy back to where it came from, yet it is not ours to manage or to like run it through our systems or take care of it for other people. And that's an important thing. So energy protection is through love, because whatever experience that person is going through, they're meant to experience it, right? And we are here to hold compassion for their experience. Anyway, so this mirror is that, say somebody is in a state emotionally that feels like it's going to take, you know, you're going to take it in and it's going to be a lot. You imagine a mirror between you and the other human so that any of the emotions or any of the energy that is not of your highest good will mirror, hit the mirror and reflect back to them. Now, I like this practice. I was at dinner with my husband and my son the other day, and they were both kind of in a mood, and I had mirrors on both sides, and I felt great. I felt great. It was one of those moments where I was like, it's working. It's working. Because I trust that the divine, honestly, guys, the divine is there to support them. It is not my role. It is not my job. And so when I allow them to experience their plethora of emotions that they're here to experience, I know that that's good for them, that it's healthy and it's supportive. And so the mirror gives me an opportunity to practice my ability to be like, I let this mirror back to them so that them and the divine can build a relationship and they can work through whatever needs working through together without my influence or me getting involved like the nosy neighbor who's looking over the fence going, what's going on in your yard? You know what I mean? So these are a bunch of different protection mechanisms that you can begin to kind of like nurture. Maybe one was like already a vibrational match and you're like, done, I don't even know why I had to listen to the whole podcast. Or you want to taste the buffet of energy protection. But you've got these options and these opportunities now to know that you have a lot of ways that you can ensure that what you're feeling and what you're experiencing and what you're carrying is your own, so that you can set like a temperature of energy that you want to maintain for the day. Like, I want to feel really peaceful, or I want to feel really just gentle and happy or connected. And you can set that temperature, place your protection. And if anything's coming in that doesn't feel like it's from your experience of the world around you, you know that there's all these that you can tap into. You can listen to this podcast many times if you need to, or share it with a friend, right, who is also sensitive to energy. But please let me know what resonated with you and what is your favorite protection in the comments below. And if you protect in a way that I didn't include in this episode, I would also love to hear about it in the comments below as well. Have an incredibly protected day. You guys are amazing. And I look forward to tuning in the Friday episode with Priscilla Campos, who she is magical. And she's going to be talking about Atlantis and Lemuria. So get your tea ready for that one, because it's going to be amazing.